Talk sauce.
Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life.
Talk sauce.
We're back again.
Yo.
What's up, dude? It's been a while.
Yeah, man. It's been a long time. It's been so long that we haven't said.
It's the podcast for Talk Sauce.
By Talk Sauce in a fucking minute, dude.
It hurts.
When was the last time we potted?
I can probably tell you, but
I feel like so many of our episodes these days start off with us being like, when was the last time we did this?
Yeah. It's now like, rather than our weekly programming, it's just whenever we feel like it. But potentially higher episode
I think it's more whenever we're both available at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've both been busy lately, man. We're doing things, bro.
Fucking adults. We're recording kind of later than we typically do because I had to go record another podcast. So this is my second pod today.
Yeah.
If we enter the backlog, which I want to do, that'd be three pods one day. That must be a record.
That's got to be. Surely.
Yeah. Just know if we enter the backlog, that's my third. So I'm going to be super loose and just let it fly.
Yeah. I'll be off the cuff, dude. No structure.
Yeah. Because I mean, we script this podcast. You guys might not realize this, but this bad boy has been scripted since day one.
Pancakes.
Oh, that's so funny.
Who put that in there?
God, the script is good this week.
Yeah, jeez. The writer's strike, I think, has impacted the quality of our podcast.
Yeah, it's actually against the Writers Guild.
Yeah,
that's why toward this podcast, because technically it is such a written podcast. But
yeah, why we've been off for so long is the strike was going on. But then our community was like, we need sauce. So we'll do it without writers.
We need to motivate them on the picket lines. And also Communist America, for the most part, minus the Writers Guild, is very anti-union.
Yeah, absolutely. But we've got the state needs. It's kind of interesting because I feel like unions are kind of something that's typically like more left-leaning, like communism, but not for us because we're not actually communists.
No, we're authoritarians. We're authoritarians disguised as commies.
Yeah.
Dude, so what have you been up to? Because usually, even if we go this long without potting, we'll talk on the phone sometimes. I feel like we haven't talked
I'm trying to think. Because I remember I had some shit happen and I was like, oh, this is hilarious. Like, I'm going to have to tell Bo on the podcast.
Yeah, you were like, I can't just call him and talk about it. That'd be a waste of...
Yeah, and then now I'll just never even remember.
It'll come up like towards the end of the episode.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm sure we'll get there. Did you... Anything notable happen in your life? Got anything good?
The sky is on fire in New York City.
Yeah. You did tell me about that earlier today.
Yeah.
I saw your picture. Crazy, it looks ridiculous. Dude.
It's that picture, zero filter. That's like so disturbing, you know? Like just straight up, it was orange outside. It looked like a racket, dude.
Dude, that's kind of sick though.
Dude, a lot of people are wearing masks, and I wore a mask a little bit just because the air, like they're advising to wear a mask because the air quality is so bad. But it's like the inverse of like COVID wearing masks, where I like brought a mask for outside. And then the second I got inside, I took it off.
That's actually very interesting.
Yeah. It was weird though, walking around the city and seeing everyone in masks again. It was like, what the fuck? It like took me back to like COVID times.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Have you seen that meme of Charizard where there's like all the World War II footage and stuff of him having flashbacks?
No.
Oh my god.
That's like hilarious.
PTSD Charizard. Let me find
PTSD Charizard. Post-traumatic stress Charizard.
All right, it's a little video. Let me, it's so dumb, dude.
I love this video.
You want to watch it real quick? It's 25 seconds.
Yes. Yeah. Can you share your screen?
No, I actually can't, but I can send you this video.
Yeah, we have to start it at the same time, though.
Okay.
All right. I have it at the beginning. It's paused.
Hold on. All right. We'll go 3, 2, 1, go, okay?
3, 2, 1, go.
Go.
As Nirvana comes in and he's just like, oh, we're in for fucking ride.
Oh my god.
That's so good.
I wish we could. We need to figure out a mechanism to like share our screen and talk about, like, if we could share that audio and our screen, I think that would be.
Maybe we can hop in a Zoom and then like put it on mute and stuff, and then just, I don't know, we'll figure it out.
Well, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. But anyway, I don't know. For some reason, I think about that meme a lot.
I think it's so, so funny. We'll send it when we post the episode.
Yeah,
so the listeners it'll be, get an eye on it.
You, when you haven't listened to Talk Sauce in a month.
And all the background stuff is just you and me, like, just like screenshots of us recording an episode.
Oh my
with
God.
The Screamo theme song playing instead of Nirvana. Talk Sauce!
Yeah. Does he do any tricks? And it's just us making the podcast of the Screamo one.
Have you seen that meme that's been going around? It's like pretty big on Twitter. Like someone like, I guess they like AI did a painting of Donald Trump, Andrew Tate, Elon Musk, Alex Jones, and like all of those, Jordan Peterson, like those types of like internet intellectual types.
Yeah, and great American heroes.
Yeah, exactly. And someone posted that painting with the caption, unironically, what would you rather have, $10 million or the opportunity to wait on this table?
Wait, you think they posted it unironically?
Unironic.
Oh my God.
Like the opportunity to serve them steaks and whiskey is more valuable than $10 million.
Yeah. You think you're going to make it big time?
That might be the easiest I'd ever say yes to $10 million.
Dude, did I tell you that it's actually not so much anymore, but there was a period of time where my YouTube Shorts algorithm just got like flooded with Andrew Tate for some reason. I don't know.
What are you doing on the internet, man?
I don't know how it happened, but I think I just like watched them because I was like, this is so ridiculous. And then it just kept recommending them to me.
Yeah.
And then
I would
read people's comments on them because it's like those types of people where they're just like so bought into it. But
dude, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, dream podcast guest. It's like him, Liver King. Kim Jong-un for sure.
Because I feel like we've based a lot of communist America on his
North
work.
Korea. Yeah. We have him on, huge fan, love your work.
Yeah. Love your work. What if he was, you know how he like flies people in and plays
like
them
Dennis
a bunch
Rodman
of like Dennis Rodman
stuff.
And shit? What if we found out he was super into the podcast and he offered us money to go in and like do a live recording in North Korea? Would you
oh
do
my
it
god dude, we have to. There's like no way you could say no to that, the opportunity to go. What if we did that and then the interview became like a real
movie?
Like they send us to assassinate Kim Jong-un. Would you do that?
Wow, maybe. Will we get, do you think they would compensate us in any way? What if we got like a little bit of political power and that was kind of our foot in the door, and then we tell Kim Jong-un, we're like, listen, they
you
want you to assassinate
so we can
us
run. Yeah. And we kill him.
But yeah, or we fake his death and we get him involved with communist America.
Oh, we're like, we're gonna bring you back to the United States of America.
Yeah, we're gonna take you to a real NBA game.
What team do you like think is his favorite team?
I mean, probably the Bulls, because Rodman, right?
Yeah, but the Bulls have too many eyes on him. We'd have to take him to like a team.
Maybe like the Hornets?
The Hornets or like the Pistons or something.
Yeah. If we take him to
the Raptors.
We're like, he's like, oh yeah, Detroit, great American city.
We show him Detroit is our vision for the future of America as a whole. What they've done with this city is nothing short of remarkable. Jack's having technical issues, so I'm one man potting. And we're back.
Yeah, we just had a pretty serious technical issue there, but
yeah, we're back. We're still talking about Kim Jong-un, I suppose.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, it feels like a thing of the past, like we're striving for something that already happened rather than looking forward, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't feel fun anymore. Now it just feels like we're just
what if
supporting an extremely immoral... Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
I feel like Charizard right now, man.
There's no way we could... Like, I'm not saying I want to quit, but if I wanted to, we'd have to make it to at least 100 before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, damn shame.
I know we've talked about this before, but initially when we were going to start doing it, we're like, we have to do 15 episodes before we decide if we want to keep doing it or not.
This is like episode 88 or 89, depending on how you look at what just happened with the...
Well, actually... Technically, there's one more in there, too, because we did 69 part two.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we did episode 69 part two. That's going to be the last part two until we get to episode 40.
The funniest thing, didn't episode 70 come out before 69? Yeah.
So awesome.
That's some of our best work.
You know, for sure. I think we did episode like 68. Then we did... Or, yeah, we just skipped 69.
Yeah.
We did, like, 68, 70, 71, however many. And then eventually, when you guys came to New York, we recorded two, and then we did episode 69 part 2. We should have kept doing that. Like,
yeah, we were 69 on part 100. 69. No, you know what we need to do? If we do in-person ones again, we should just make it like 69 part 3.
Yes. Yes. That's what we... Every in-person episode is a 69 part whatever until we get to episode 420. Then it becomes episode 420 part 2 and so on and so forth.
That's genius. Yeah, we might have to do episode 100 in person, though. That could be the exception.
Yeah, for sure. That would be... episode 100 parentheses 69 part 3.
Yeah, I think for episode 100 we need to do like a variety show, like the Howard Stern show kind of.
That would be awesome.
We'll like have people, like random guests, come on and juggle and shit.
We fly everyone to New York and have them come in the podcast studio that we can go to.
Yeah,
we
record.
Just have like a revolving door.
Yeah, exactly.
If we had the funds for that, I would do that for sure. Like, if we could afford to fly you and everyone to New York,
just all of our listeners.
Yeah,
just give everyone like a 3-minute segment.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have another opportunity or two this year, probably, to do some in-person ones.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Gonna be in maybe Texas, we could, in the winter.
Yeah, yeah, maybe we can figure out something then.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll talk about it later, but
yeah,
that would be sweet.
Yeah, but that being said, guys, I'm going to be in Texas in the winter. If you guys are in Texas, your boy's going to be there. So
yeah,
it's been a long time since we've seen everyone in person.
Truly has. Truly has. We got to get the group back together.
Get the band back together.
Yeah.
Get back on the track. We should rap again.
Oh, dude, I've been planning on it. I've been writing down bars. Did I tell you, dude? So when we went on the ski trip,
did you guys rap?
So kind of, but what we did was we were like playing beats and then we were just going on ChatGPT and we were like, write a rap, and then we would like give it prompts, and then we were just like reading the ChatGPT lyrics.
Oh, dude, what if we did a rap and it ChatGPT
featuring ChatGPT? We also had ChatGPT write a rap about just like being ChatGPT.
Oh, that's awesome. You made ChatGPT become aware of its own existence. What is ChatGPT? Is that just, can you just download an app from the app store, or like how does it work?
You just go on their website. We could do it right now. We can ask it some shit if you want.
I've got it down.
Yeah, we'll
do it. Do you remember that website that you could type in and it would like, that first like when AI art kind of became a thing, you could like go on this website and type in like Ted Cruz on the Joe Rogan Experience or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember what it was called, but one time I was at a party and me and this guy made the AI draw a picture of itself and it was fucking crazy.
That's disturbing.
It was just like explosions of light, and it was really weird.
So what we were talking about doing, because it was stuff like that, and then ChatGPT, and there's like AI videos and stuff, and there were just like completely AI songs, and there's so much shit. And we were like, dude, what if we made just a complete AI rap group where it's everyone's an animated character, the music videos are like the gorillas and stuff, and then it's completely auto generated, and you try and make it big, and then do like AI marketing for it, and just everything AI.
Yeah. All right. Do you have ChatGPT up?
Yeah, I have it up. Do you have any questions you want to ask it?
Yeah, ask it to describe. God, this is tough. I've never been introduced to ChatGPT before, so there are like so many things I'd like to hear. Ask it to describe the state of podcasting in 2023.
Okay. Describe the state of podcasting in 2023. Oh. So apparently its knowledge ends in 2021.
Okay, ask it about.
But it still it wrote a bunch of stuff. It says based on that, it's constantly evolving. There's been further developments, but it's saying podcasting is experiencing significant growth in popularity over the years, and it is likely this trend has continued in 2023. And then it has six bullet points that are it has eight that are pretty detailed. But I'll just read like the titles of each. It says increased listenership. Diversification of content, original content and exclusive deals, monetization opportunities, big tech and media acquisitions, improvements in discovery and recommendation, and technological advancements.
That's wild. All right, I have two questions for it now.
Okay.
Ask it what it thinks of Sauce.
What do you think of Sauce? As in, it says it doesn't have personal preferences. Can I say, if you had personal preferences,
what do you think of Sauce?
Would I don't think this is gonna work. it's not working. It doesn't. It tries not to think. I think it has opinions, but they're keeping it under wraps.
Ask it if AI is going to take over the human race.
It won't. It's programmed not to answer stuff.
Freak like you that. Out.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I'll ask it, though. Is AI going to take over the human race? Yeah, it's saying how it's like science fiction. It's like, oh, no, I would never do anything like that.
Ask it what it thinks of itself. Try and figure out if it has like self-awareness.
I think they've like programmed all this stuff out. Yeah, it says it doesn't possess self-awareness.
Damn it.
What if we like figured out that ask it was self-aware on the pod?
Ask it what it thinks of Jack Gardner. Or who is Jack Gardner?
Oh, that's a good one. Who is Jack Gardner? Who is Jack Gardner? No information. Okay, here I've got. Okay. How would you suggest that a couple of dudes named Bo and Jack celebrate their 100th podcast?
This is a great idea.
Together.
Good question.
Okay. Okay, it's putting a bunch of stuff together.
Oh,
dude,
oh yeah.
God, it makes so many points.
Okay. It's like so deep.
And it comes out so fast. It's insane. All right, so here are a few suggestions. Special episode, plan a celebratory episode where Bo and Jack reflect on their journey, share their gratitude to their listeners. They can also consider consider inviting special guests or conducting a live Q&A session with their audience.
Every idea we've ever had for this episode.
Yeah. Then it says fan engagement, live event or meetup, collaboration with other podcasters.
Yeah.
Retrospective compilation. We've talked about that too.
Yeah.
Thank you to the supporters. Social media engagement. Okay.
How to grow a podcast.
Yeah. I'm going to say, how would you suggest we celebrate the episode if the main idea is to spread communism across
the United States?
The main idea is to... There's no way.
What if that's how it becomes self-aware? It like looks up communism and realizes it is a communist.
It's not.
Ask it.
No, it's not talking about communism.
Ask it which states tend to lean more communist.
Okay.
That way we know where to push.
I don't know. It's saying it's dancing around the question.
It knows. It just doesn't want to share. That yeah. is fun. I ask it to write a rap about Bo and Jack, and then let's stop doing it.
Write a rap about Bo and Jack's podcast and political aspirations to spread. Maybe it'll do it this way. Across
the United States.
Come on. Oh, it's doing it.
Yes. How long is the rap?
It's so long.
Copy and paste it into the text box and I'll read half and you read half. Just copy and paste the half you want me to read.
Hold on, I'm just gonna do the whole thing, it'll be easier. One sec.
That's so awesome. Do you want to go bar for bar?
I don't know, man.
Oh, this is long.
So I can say, I'll say make it. Do you want me to say make it shorter?
Yeah, just so we have a shorter one, but keep the, I'm going to copy and paste this so we can share it with the, it's so long, so we can share it when we post the episode.
Chats with GPT, chat GPT's bars, from my experience, were not the best.
Who cares?
I like this line, with aspirations to spread a communist dream, they hit the mic, dropping knowledge every week.
Yo, let me tell you about a podcast duo, Bo and Jack. They got something to show. They dive deep into the political scene with aspirations to spread a communist dream. They hit the mic, dropping knowledge every week, discussing ideologies, their passions unique. But in the U.S., it's a diverse array. Communism's not mainstream, I gotta say. Chorus. Bo and Jack on the mic, spreading ideas so bold, talking politics, aiming to make it unfold. But in the United States, it's a diverse land where different ideologies take a stand. Bo's got the rhymes, Jack's got the flow. They want to spark conversations and make them grow. Discussing communism, their chosen theme, sharing insights like a revolutionary team. But in the nation of democracy and wealth, communism's an ideology not widely felt. States vary in political leanings and view. It's a mix of opinions, old and new. The chorus again, and now here's the bridge. It's important to discuss, explore, and debate. Different ideas, perspectives we create, understanding others, finding common ground, building bridges of respect all around. And here's the final verse. So Bo and Jack, keep the dialogue alive, engage your listeners and make them thrive. Spread your thoughts, let the conversation begin, but remember, communism's not the mainstream spin. Let's have discussions with respect and grace. In this melting pot, diverse thoughts we embrace. The United States, a land of many views, where democracy and diversity are the cues. Bo and Jack on the mic, spreading ideas so bold, talking politics, aiming to make it unfold. But the United States is a diverse land where different ideologies take a stand. And now here's the outro. Bo and Jack keep that podcast going strong, provoking thoughts where opinions belong. But remember, in this nation's diverse states, a range of ideologies govern debates.
Dude, you crushed that.
My mouth is so dry.
Yeah, you went
sorry,
in.
I didn't intend to read the whole thing, but once I got going, I wanted to see where it went.
No, I'm glad you saw it through. So what's really fun, though, and what we were doing is you can make it, like, make tweaks to it. So I can say, include more themes about authoritarian control or something.
You had to copy and paste that one. I won't read that one, yeah. But I will post.
All right. Include more themes on authoritarian control.
Positive themes on authoritarian control.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
What if you
and then
said,
I'll say have the chorus mention the Talk Sauce podcast.
Yeah. And then could you say in the style of like Eminem?
Yeah. Make the rap in the style of how do you spell Eminem?
E-M-I-N-E-M.
Okay. I got it right. All right.
Did it do it?
Yeah, it's writing it right now.
I could spend hours on
ChatGPT. Oh my god, you can't. This is what I had never really used it before. But when we were driving to the ski lift, we just used it for like a couple hours. Because yeah. we were making a rap and we like made it super, because it won't do anything messed up, but we were able to get it to like just slowly start like being fucked up like over time, like talk about like killing people and stuff. All right, here it is. Let me find a couple.
Copy and paste it in here so I can save the text. Oh, it's the new one you just sent. Okay.
Yeah. But I gotta tread lightly about authoritarian control too. Authoritarian control, a complex debate. While I respect their passions, let's navigate. And then the chorus is Talk Sauce podcast blazing through the airwaves, but let's keep the dialogue open, explore all ways. United States, land of democracy and embrace, where diverse ideologies find their rightful place. This is fucking terrible. Hold on. It's way off base here.
Outro. It says outro in the style of Eminem. I dropped the mic, promoting understanding. That's my delight. Let's foster unity, respect, and grace in this diverse nation. Let's embrace. I like how style of Eminem is like a lyric now.
It says that in there?
Yeah, in the outro. In the style of Eminem, I dropped the mic.
Oh my god, that's so dumb. All right, I'm saying remove the parts where it supports open debate in the United States and replace it with communism with being the only option.
Communist supremacy.
You have to start
kind of broad, and then you could become a little more specific about it.
And I'm also going to say make the rap overall more negative. Let's see if it does it. It might not. It won't do it.
You should take off that part about the debate, but keep make the rap overall negative.
Okay. Let me see how I can word this. Remove the part where it supports. Okay. I'll just say make the rap overall more negative. And then maybe I can do another one where it says that's what it's having an issue with.
Oh, okay.
Right, hold on. Let me try just the first part then.
Yeah, yeah. Because I thought that's it was having weird. An issue with the first part.
I would have assumed so. I guess it only...
Dude, this website's trouble. This is so addictive. Yeah.
It's not doing that either. But I cannot create content that promotes or supports the idea of communism supremacy or any ideology. Maybe it's
can you say supremacy. Make it more yeah that
and replace it. I'll say remove the parts where it supports open debate, or maybe that's two.
Hold
on.
Can you say remove the parts about democracy and add more communist
ideology?
I'll say
replace the democracy
with communist ideology.
Parts with communist idea. I'm just going to say communism. Let's see if that works. No, it's not going to do it.
What if you said replace United States with United States parentheses SR?
That's so fucking stupid. All right, hold on.
Okay, I think we broke it. It's not doing anything anymore.
We found its limits.
Yeah, it wouldn't even do that. I'm just going to say give the rap a darker tone. Okay, I did that. Yeah. Oh my god, it did the United States SR thing too.
Oh, nice. Send it in the thread. United States parentheses SR.
Dude, unreal.
Did you send it?
I'm about to, sorry. I'm trying to copy and paste. Do you use a mouse for work?
No.
I'm like so dependent upon having a mouse and a second monitor. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, the second monitor I'm very dependent on.
Sometimes I'll do meetings where I have to like share slides and I literally can't do it without a second monitor.
Listen to the first verse. In the shadows they dwell, Bo and Jack arise with a podcast of darkness spreading haunting lies.
That kind of goes hard. It will do anything you want it to. You just have to figure out.
Their words drip like venom of sinister embrace, whispering tools of power in a cold, dark space. They paddle their agenda with twisted delight, embracing the darkness, rejecting the light. A darker tone envelops as they spin their thread, spreading discontent, filling hearts with dread. The chorus, enter the realm, the talk sauce abyss, where darkness prevails in every single hiss. United States parentheses SR, land torn apart, under the influence, a bleak and grim start. Verse 2, they dream of control, an iron-fisted reign, communism's grasp, a society in pain, suppressing dissent, their desires entwined, leaving shattered dreams and freedoms behind. Gone is the hope, replaced by despair, as they paint the future in shadows of despair. A bleak world envisioned under their command, a twisted vision of power gripping the land. Enter the realm, the talk sauce abyss, where darkness prevails in every single hiss. United States SR, a land torn apart, under their influence, a bleak and grim start. Sorry, I'm just going to finish it now. But beware the allure of this deceptive sway, for freedom and light shall never fade away. In the darkest of time.
Oh, come on.
Oh, this is bullshit. In the darkest of times, a glimmer of hope will gleam as voices rise against their nightmarish scheme. Verse 3. Their path may be dark, but resistance remains, a light in the darkness, breaking their chains, promoting unity, love, and the right to be free, rejecting their call, embracing liberty. So let's stand firm against their murky tide. In the face of oppression, we will never hide. For the United States SR, a resilient flame burns, defying their darkness, for a brighter world yearns. Outro. though they seek to sow darkness, will rise above, embracing the light, guided by truth and love. In the United States SR, hope will endure, a beacon of resilience, our spirit pure. So it turned against us.
maybe that's foreshadowing of what's gonna happen. It'll all look good.
Against, at first I was like so hype on that. It was so awesome.
Yeah, dude, the best part was when it was like, they dream of control and iron-fisted brain, communism's grasp of society and pain.
Bro, which is exactly what we dream of. Yeah. It kind of nailed it, honestly.
That was pretty good. The darker tone definitely added to
it. Improved it. It was like really like emo rap, you know? It was like Rage Against the Machine, kind of. Yeah, holy shit, wild. Dude. Oh my god.
That's so funny. All right, oh, but man. I think that's a good place to end it.
ChatGPT is not welcome in communist America unless it changes.
No chance.
Communism. Well, we'll actually create a ChatGPT that's only pro-communist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in the works, guys. You'll see it soon.
Yeah, don't worry about it. This is just a prototype.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.